Let's read together 1 Chronicles chapter 22. In this chapter, we have David's preparation for the construction of the temple, which his son Solomon will build. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." So David commanded to gather the aliens who were in the land of Israel, and he appointed masons to cut hewn stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails of the doors of the gates and for the joints, and bronze in abundance beyond measure, and cedar trees in abundance, for the Sidonians and those from Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. Now David said, "Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorious throughout all countries. I will now make preparation for it." So David made abundant preparations before his death. Then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'You have shed much blood and have made great wars. You shall not build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to you who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies all around. His name shall be Solomon, for I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, may the Lord be with you, and may you prosper, and build the house of the Lord your God, as he has said to you. Only may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. Indeed, I have taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver and bronze and iron beyond measure, for it is so abundant. I have prepared timber and stone also, and you may add to them. Moreover, there are workmen with you in abundance, woodsmen and stone cutters, and all types of skillful men for every kind of work, of gold and silver and bronze and iron. There is no limit. Arise and begin working, and the Lord be with you." David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help Solomon and his son, saying, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Therefore arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy articles of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord." Let's begin our study of this chapter, 1 Chronicles chapter 22, with some background notes. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, we had the record of David's sinful census and the judgment that God had to bring on the nation for this sin of national pride. Now, the question could always be raised as to why God had this sad side of David's reign recorded, when we've already seen that one purpose of Chronicles is to highlight the blessings and accomplishments and glories of the divinely chosen Davidic dynasty. Even David's great sins of adultery and murder are passed over here in 1 Chronicles. So why include this chapter about David's sinful numbering of the people? Now, certainly a number of reasons could be given, but one important purpose for including chapter 21 was to lay the groundwork for the building of the temple by Solomon. It was because of the plague of judgment that God brought on Israel at this time that David bought the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, and it was at the direct command of the Lord that David purchased this site. Look again at verses 18 and 19 of 1 Chronicles chapter 21. "Therefore, the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite." This threshing floor would become the site of the temple, not only the temple of Solomon, but all future temples as well. David realized that when the Lord approved David's sacrifice on this site with fire from heaven. And when David said in verse 1 of chapter 22, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel," that is, this will be the site of the house of the Lord, and this is the new location for the altar of sacrifice. The time for the arkless tabernacle at Gibeon was over. The Ark of the Covenant was now in Jerusalem, awaiting its new home in Jerusalem, not Gibeon. This undoubtedly is part of the reason why David no longer went to the altar and tabernacle at Gibeon, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 29 and 30. Now, the arkless tabernacle at Gibeon is certainly a spiritual picture of many churches today. We've seen that the Ark of the Covenant represents Christ as the only mediator between God and man. Just as the Ark was no longer in the tabernacle at the religious center of Gibeon, so Christ is no longer in many churches today. Churches that no longer preach salvation through Christ alone as the only mediator between God and man. They are merely religious centers with no gospel. Now here in chapter 22, David makes elaborate preparations for the building of the first temple. That brings us then to our doctrinal teaching points for 1 Chronicles chapter 22. Doctrinal point number one, building the house of the Lord involves plans and preparation. Building the house of the Lord involves plans and preparation. In this chapter, we see a number of ways in which David planned and prepared for the temple. Men, material, and money were gathered together for the project. Already stones were being cut from the limestone quarries, verse 2. And already cedar timbers were being shipped in from Lebanon, verse 4. Large quantities of iron and bronze were accumulated, verse 3. And billions of dollars by today's value were set aside in preparation for the building of the house of the Lord, verse 14. A great workforce was already involved, including foreign labor. And another part of the preparations was the counsel that David gave his son Solomon. After David told Solomon why God had chosen him to build the temple in verses 6 through 10, David went on to both encourage and exhort Solomon in verses 11 through 13. Notice the emphasis on obedience and courage in verses 12 and 13. Let's read those verses once again. "Only may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be dismayed." We should counsel our own children in the same way. Now, all of these plans and preparations for the building of the temple in that day certainly contain spiritual lessons for the building of the Lord's house today. The house of the Lord today is a church. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 refers to the church as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, while God is the builder of the church, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 teaches that believers are involved in the building project. God uses our Christian service to help build up the church. As 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15 says, "We can build on the foundation of Christ with gold, silver, and precious stones, which will stand the test of fire. Or we can build with wood, hay, and straw, which will go up in smoke at the judgment seat of Christ." Now, this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 is applied many times to the building of our own Christian lives. But in the context, it is the church that is being built. Building with gold, silver, and precious stones is not automatic and certainly involves a work of planning and preparation. Planning and preparation for whatever is our ministry and function in the church. Do we plan and prepare for our service for the Lord? Good question for all of us, isn't it? Do we plan and prepare our service for the Lord? Building the house of the Lord involves plans and preparation. Doctrinal point number two, Building the house of the Lord involves gifts and dedication. Building the house of the Lord involves gifts and dedication. The workforce that David gathered together in preparation for the building of the temple was not only a dedicated workforce, but as we see in verse 15, many of the workmen were gifted and skilled. Look at verse 15 once again. Moreover, there are workmen with you in abundance, woodsmen and stonecutters, and all types of skillful men for every kind of work. And then David challenged Solomon and the leaders to be dedicated and to arise and build. Verse 16, arise and begin working, and the Lord be with you. And verse 19, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Therefore arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy articles of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord. Now, do you see the obvious spiritual lesson here for us today? Building the house of the Lord involves gifts and dedication. The Lord has provided spiritual gifts for the building up of His church. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 says that He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. So the Lord has provided gifts for the building up of His church. And of course, there must be zeal and dedication in our building responsibilities in the house of the Lord. Can we say, as the Lord said of the temple in John chapter 2, verse 17, zeal for thy house has consumed me? John 2:17. Building the house of the Lord involves gifts and dedication. Practical application. Don't let fundraising limit the work of the Lord. Don't let fundraising limit the work of the Lord. David said to his son Solomon in verse 16, of gold and silver and bronze and iron there is no limit. Arise and begin working, and the Lord be with you. Now, that's a great position to be in as a church or ministry. Unlimited funds. Don't you wish your church or ministry was in that position? Well, it can be. The secret is right here in verse 16. Arise and begin working, and the Lord will be with you. And when the Lord is with you, He will provide. That's the key. Find me an example in the Bible where the Lord did not provide for the work He called His people to do. And there was no fundraising. God provided the funds. Our problem is that many times we mislabel our own work and our own selfish interests and our own grandiose ideas and our own agendas as the work of the Lord. We even fundraise for these things, and as a result, we limit what the Lord really wants to do. Listen, don't spend your time fundraising for the work of the Lord. Spend your time doing the work of the Lord. The Lord will provide if it is really His work. Don't let fundraising limit the work of the Lord.